Being seen and appreciated by a large audience is something most University of Michigan theater students likely dream of and work towards. No one knew when they broke out into song informally at a recent graduation party that those dreams would be realized in part due to a viral video. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now in the 89.1 WEMU studio is the chair of the musical theater department at the University of Michigan, Brent Wagner. And it's only fitting for someone of your stature and position to talk to us from New York right now, the home of musical theater.
Yes, well, we're here to present the senior class in a senior showcase, which is designed to introduce the class to agents and casting directors here in New York City.
How exciting. How many years have you been doing this now?
This is our 21st year of bringing the senior class to New York. And so we rent a studio, we organize it, we present it in Ann Arbor for two performances in the Mendelsohn Theater before we come to New York so that we're really in good shape before we come here. And then we do two performances this coming Monday.
Okay, let's go back a minute and talk about this video. It was kind of like a scene out of Glee to me. I don't know if anyone's made that comparison, but I've seen it, and it looks like a bunch of UofM musical theater graduates standing around at a party, and then they break out into song.
I think the impressive thing is just to see them at such ease with each other in this great arrangement, but also to know that that arrangement of the song was made by one of our graduates, A.J. Holmes, when he was a freshman. And so it's had considerable exposure within our department, but certainly nothing as widespread as this video has become.
Well, the father of one of the students took the video at the party, very informally, as I said, put it on Facebook. Last time I checked, it had 677,000 views. Have you ever experienced anything like that as the head of the University of Michigan Musical Theater Department before?
Not numbers like that. It's a reminder to all of us of how amazing the internet is, and how just a simple video from a party can suddenly be shared around the world, I guess. And I think the power of it too is probably strongest for Michigan graduates, and there's a real sense of community, a sense of the great song, and the spirit that comes back when you see this performance.
So you're with the students in New York right now. What is their reaction? How are they feeling about it?
Oh, well, they're thrilled. I mean, it's just such a whirlwind for them because, in a way, they graduate twice. They graduated at the university graduation, a week ago, and then Monday at the end of the second performance, I think they all feel like that's their second graduation. So they're excited about so many things, and this video on top of it is just almost more than they can respond to.
Now, how many of them will stay in New York and keep trying to find a professional theater job?
Well, certainly the majority will stay for a while. It depends on what happens in the days after the showcase, what auditions come up. They could end up in a film that takes them to California. They could do a stage show on tour. But I think the goal for all of them is to stay in New York, trying to get their next job, and then see where that leads.
Any former UofM students on Broadway or in films right now?
We have students on TV series. We have certainly students playing leads on Broadway right now. They're really just everywhere.
Okay, thank you so much. The chair of the musical theater department at the University of Michigan, Brent Wagner, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be able to.
Hail, hail to Michigan, the champion.